Right now, ex-offenders who are arrested before they turn 21 can apply to have their records expunged, as long as they only committed misdemeanors that carry sentences of less than a year. Part of the governor's budget proposal would expand that to people who commit nonviolent crimes before age 25. It would also expand to cover some felonies that carry prison sentences of up to 6 years. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Tamara Grigsby told her colleagues on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that it's about giving people a chance to start over.
This is an opportunity for a person who makes a poor decision to serve their debt to society and have the opportunity to then live a productive life by being able to not have a scarlet letter on them for the rest of their lives.
Racine Republican Robin Voss says he understands the idea of expunging criminal records. Voss says what troubles him is the list of crimes that could qualify under this plan.
If somebody intentionally violates the prize notification laws, I'm okay with expunging that. But somebody who's a multiple cocaine dealer, somebody who's a meth dealer, somebody who has committed serious crimes against other people, against children, why would we not want to say that if you're selling drugs to a child, you don't have the right to have your record expunged?
Democrats countered that the people Voss is worried about won't ever get their records cleared because judges will be worried about them too. The measure passed with only Democratic votes, although two Democrats joined minority Republicans in voting against it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.